This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Leanne O'Hara, girls basketball coach at Revere High School. Currently 4-2 on the season. Marblehead on Friday. And I know last night you guys had a 1,000-point score, another 1,000-point score here in Revere. Is it? You've had others before, right?
Yeah, I think Valentina is the seventh female to score 1,000.
Valentina Pepik with the 1,000 points last night. So tell us about the lead up to that, and then we'll maybe talk about the actual. I understand the basket was a layup and a foul and an and one, so it was 999, 1,000, a free throw makes it 1,001.
Yeah, definitely. She won't tell anybody, but she was really nervous. And a lot of times kids when they're reaching that goal are just missing layups, they're missing foul shots, things that they don't usually do. And she was being double teamed. She was able to get the ball. She got 7 points rather easily.
Yeah.
The best part was that she got a steal. It was actually off of a steal, and she made it down the court, had a beautiful layup, got contacted, got the foul, so we stopped the game at that point, recognized her achievement, and got the team and the family out there. And then put her on the line, and she sunk that one too. So she did a great job. In the end, she ended up scoring 25 points.
Maybe this ice-cold weather, ice her veins or whatever that saying, however that saying goes at the free throw
line. She was cool on the line for sure.
Absolutely. Ice cold confidence, whatever. So that's a great story. What about her teammates? Well, how were they prior to the game at all? I mean, obviously it's one of those things where you still go out and do what you have to do, I suppose.
Right. They were really excited for her and they wanted to see it happen for her. They were relatively calm though when the game started, and they were just trying to work to get the best shot off, and a lot of times Val's the best shot, so or the best option for a shot. So,
and I think it speaks well of the program the last few years, because you know you haven't had one in the last few years, obviously, right? 1,000-point score.
It's been quite a few.
I mean, that shows you're a good team. You have team balance. Sometimes it's teams that that have that one superstar that get those 1,000-point scorers.
We try to do as much as possible as a team, working the ball and looking for the best option. So.
What's the story about Revere basketball this year? I mean, obviously you've had a great success here the last several years, but what about this year? Tell us about the 4-2, so to speak. Did I mess you up? I know I messed you up. Forget what I said at the end. Just answer the question you think I asked you.
I hope that it's like what we're doing and how we're working. So we're working really hard on defense. We're different now. We don't have 2 6-footers to go to rely on, or a lot of post experience outside of Valentina. So we're looking to move our offense in a more 4-out motion offense. Kids getting to the rim and hunting the paint and keep working in the post for the best options. On defense, I'm trying to get them to be more tenacious in their defense. To try not to take breaks and stand up straight and stay low and get the rims out and get deflections and steals. Deflections are personally my favorite stat, because it slows the offense down and doesn't let all the options play through. So I think that's where we're working on, to play really good, tenacious defense.
Maybe you could drop a few names in, because you have a team. We talked to the two senior co-captains, but yet you also have some freshmen playing as well. So take us through the years, so to speak, with the lineup that you have at Revere this year.
Yeah, so actually one of my starters is a freshman. She's a very talented, skilled player. She could probably play any position on the court. But right now she's starting as our 4. She has great post moves. She has a great shot. She's hard to defend because she's very fast. So she's been an awesome addition, and that's Caroline Harper. Sorry, I just messed that up. Caroline Stacio. Aya Harper is our other freshman guard, point guard, shooter. She hasn't been playing very long, but she's a very, very smart player, and once you teach her something, she's going to put it right into her game. And she's been, I think, at the Acton-Boxborough tournament, the second game, had 12 points as a freshman. So that was, like, really impressive, and there's a ton of talent there. She wants to work hard. She loves basketball. Her and Caroline, like, will take any court time they can possibly get. And they have a really great relationship together. It kind of reminds me of Val and Tatiana's relationship playing together. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I think our future is bright. We're a little bit smaller in the future. But I'm going to continue the tenacious defense, the full court press, and looking for turnovers and getting right back to the rim.
Last question then. Tell me more about the two senior co-captains and, you know, and a little bit more about those two.
All right. So Val has been actually getting multiple double-doubles where she's scoring double digits and getting double digits rebounds. She's just a hardworking kid. She's working to improve her defense as well. She doesn't want to get any bad habits before she plays Division I basketball at Niagara University. Tat is a very confident player. She shoots a lot. She misses, but then she'll do something great on defense and hustle back. She's looking to figure out where she's going to play. She's looking to play in college, and I'm hoping that something will work out for her that is beneficial to her. But she does a lot. I think right now she's averaging about 10 points a game. So she was driving into the paint last night and doing great things in the paint that I've never seen her before. So they're continuing to improve their game and get new skills.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share with us about Revere basketball?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. I don't know if what I should be saying, but you know, I think we're bonding together as a team and a family, and that's really the goal, was for them to be more like sisters and friends on and off the court. One last thing I want to say is that they've been working on, my captains have been working on leadership and have been filling roles that I never expected they would be able to do, and guiding the freshmen and the younger players, and it's been amazing.
Yeah. So. Well, that's exciting, and best of luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah. Leanne O'Hara, girls basketball coach at Revere High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.